Well, it's 5 a.m. and I have decided to start another podcast. I honestly don't know why. I don't really have anything to say that I feel is worth listening to, but I guess I'll try. I woke up, it's like I said, 5 a.m. I woke up at about 4. My insomnia has been kind of kicking my ass lately. And also, I mean, my production levels and my productivity and all of this other stuff has been a little bit affected by my mental health lately. So, I've had a really weird sleep schedule. So waking up this early has been kind of strange. But, I just put on some Gary Vaynerchuk videos. And I'm fighting with myself whether or not I should work or not. I know that I need to work. I know that I have one day left before payouts, but for some reason I'm tired. I'm so tired of the work and of having to work in the first place. The whole concept of work is tearing me apart. So, I guess I'm waiting for the coffee shop to open. It opens at 7 a.m. I have 2 hours. So I'm going to try to make myself some Bodum coffee. Oh, and I just wiped a booger on to my hand. That's great. Oh, kitty. Yes, you need food as well. Morning in my house makes me feel useless. I have one plate that needs washing, and I have a pot that needs washing, and I have a baking pan and a spoon that needs washing, and my mental health brain says I am a mess who can't keep anything clean. And I have a cat whining at my feet, making me feel like a bad owner, even though I keep her fucking food dish filled every day. Okay. You also make me feel like I am desperately not doing enough. I just want coffee. Sometimes I, as a cat owner, I imagine this is what women with postpartum depression feel like. I love my cat, but sometimes I just want to fucking rip its head off. Kitty, at 5 a.m. in the morning, how can one have so much energy? I don't understand. And why do you have to go into the kitchen and meow your fool head off every single time I go in? I sit on the couch. And she is now currently running back and forth throughout my house. I don't know if you can hear that. Constantly playing with the blinds. Even though I told her, when I got her, that she shouldn't be playing with those blind things, because doesn't it fucking kill kids? I mean, I'm sure it's gonna kill a cat. But no, God forbid she listens to me. So I let her play with the blind cords. hope one day I don't come home to a swinging cat. It's creepy, kitty. I'm only trying to save your life. I'm trying to make your life better. And yet. Yeah, this segment was definitely a ramble. Kitty! Oh, but what can you do except just rant and rave and ramble when there's a cat that just won't stop? It won't stop. I mean, I can't rip its head off. I love it too much. Well, I got some work done, and it wasn't all that bad, and it's actually really good. I decided to take a little bit of a break because the tips slowed down, and sometimes I like to take a bath. In between, you know, just to kind of reset my head, I guess, and, you know, give myself some relaxed time. Give my vagina a break from the Levents. As much as I love the thing, it's, sometimes pretty intense if, people keep on it, especially. Now that I can give people my, you know, personal link so that they can personally control the vibration, it's been interesting. I'm really surprised too. I very much expected all the guys to just jack up the vibrations and just, you know, drive my vagoo-goo nuts, but, it seems like guys like to start slow and then work their way up. It's kind of interesting. It's been an interesting dynamic. So yeah, here I am in my bathroom. I'm about to pour my bath. My cell phone is sitting at half battery and I don't have any kind of plug-in anywhere near my effing bathroom. So, I'm going to have to buy myself an extension cord the next time I go to the dollar store. And, that way I'm able to use at least my cell phone in the bathroom. Because my laptop died, I'm no longer able to do the, bath shows that a lot of people love. Because we get to see the bath bombs and stuff that I use and all the different colors and stuff. It really excites people, so that's very fun to do, but unfortunately, no longer an option. But now that I have the cell phone replaced, I might be able to rig something up. And speaking of rigging stuff up, I have to re-download my Periscope. I will record another segment when I'm actually in the bathtub. Well, I didn't make a recording while I was in the bathtub, but I'm out of the bath now and I'm relaxed and it feels like the end of the day. It's 6 o'clock at night. The night hasn't even really begun yet. The sun hasn't gone down yet. But it's 6 p.m. and I have my coffee for the evening and thinking of maybe making a beet salad for dinner. And I don't know. I just feel like there are things undone for the day. I don't know. I still feel unfulfilled, even though I had, you know, a pretty average day with You know, I worked well today. Made a good bit of money for myself. So, I mean, there's nothing really to complain about. I just feel like I underworked. I underperformed. And that's something that's kind of been bothering me for a while now. It's almost every single day I feel like I underperform. Not really sure how to kind of get over that feeling. I do know that this coffee is delicious, though. And I am out of coffee money. It's fabulous. Anyway, I guess I'll end the night, end this podcast session, I guess, and publish it, and get on with my evening. Maybe I'll do some more work. Pardon me. Maybe I will, I don't know, go visit friends or something. I don't know. Maybe I'll just go to sleep. We'll see. But have a lovely evening. Good night.